Nebraska Extension Almanac.
In part one of this discussion of Nebraska's farmland value, Extension Ag Economist Jim Jansen said our state's ag land value has risen once again. On today's almanac, Jim says Nebraska's land value ranked nationally has slipped behind a few states like Florida and Tennessee. He also details how these rates are being reflected in cash rents.
So when we talk about the different types of land, remember with the USDA survey work, we have farmland, which I think is a combination or a weighted out value between just not the cropland, but the grazing land as well. And Nebraska, I think we ranked, I got to recall this off the top of my head, I think we were estimated our annual percent change year over year, a little bit less than it was last year. But I think if I recall correctly, we're ranking somewhere around 12th in the nation, you know, somewhere between 10th to 15th in the nation in terms of percent changes. Places like Florida and Tennessee actually led the nation. They reported double-digit increases. Florida was up about 13.4%, and Tennessee was up about 10.7%. So it's not surprising to see some of the changes. We had coming off a period in time where things were quite high. And with things being so high, we're starting to see a little bit of things slowing down. It's starting to be a reflection of the general ag economy. And with that, we're starting to see some of the averages reflect some of those pieces of information there. Broadly speaking, the two major industries in our agricultural side, we have the crop industry and we also have the livestock industry. In the state of Nebraska, related to grazing land, the cattle industry, primarily the cow-calf pairs and maybe the stockers, feedlots as well. With improved profitability or the improved profitability outlook surrounding the cattle industry relative to the cropping industry, where expectations for farm profitability seem to moderate to an extent, we're starting to see some of those cash rents be reflected in the averages that we have reported. And what I mean by that is we're starting to see those things get capitalized into the value of land, value of grazing land or ranching land or range land. That is probably one of the big differences between the averages that were reported for cropland versus grazing land. So I would say one of the major things that maybe you might be thinking about is higher livestock prices getting translated or capitalized into the higher land values themselves. So when you talk about what someone is willing to pay when it comes to setting cash rental rates on cropland, well, for example, the first thing you might be looking at is the configuration of the property. Do you have a nice square quarter? Do you have a property that has high degrees of slope or a sandy base? Do you have any features to the ground that might hinder the property with respect to the ability to farm it? Do you have to have it terraced? Do you have to have buffer strips or different things in around it that might make farming it with larger equipment a little bit more challenging? Also, when it comes to dryland cropland, depending on where you're at in the state, rainfall tends to be a very big driving force that seems to impact cash rents. How consistent rainfall is in a particular county in the eastern part compared to, let's say, the western part. So that's another major concern. And also on irrigated cropland, we look at the reliability or the policies surrounding the use of water for irrigation purposes. That might be another feature that influences irrigated cash rental rates as well. When we talk about grazing land, the cash rental rates are reported for grazing land. Those are for the traditional 5-month grazing season. So if you'd have a period of time where you're grazing in an off season or a non-growing season, maybe in the fall, winter, something to that effect, those cash rents might be adjusted to reflect the palatability or the nutritional value of whatever time of the year you're grazing. So it comes down to that location, location, location. And when I say location on rental rates related to ag land, we're really looking at the overall quality, rainfall, and market competitiveness of the features surrounding the rental market for that area of the state.
For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.